News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
In the past 5 years, the cost of rent has gone up by nearly a half. GP fees are up 8%. Price of cigarettes is up 30%. That's according to stats from the CSO Consumer Price Index. A little earlier, we spoke to Katrina Redmond, writer and mother of three. She explained to us how costs have gone up for her in the past year.
While the cost of groceries has remained fairly static, other necessities have started to go up. Insurance has gone up around 15% for us in the last year. Keeping your home heated, so costs like gas, oil, they've all gone up. Electricity, they've gone up quite a good bit over the last couple of months. So all of that stacks up to an increased cost of living. When the costs go up, that's when you start looking at the extras. So lifestyle decisions like whether or not you go out for a drink with your friends after work, or whether if you have kids, whether you send them to, say, music lessons, that's when you make the decisions on whether you're going to cut them out or not. And then there's a knock-on effect in your local community. And then that's when the local communities and the local services aren't getting your customers much. And ultimately, there is probably going to be a knock-on effect then on employment within the local community, because people are spending less money within the community and they're spending more money on necessities.
Okay, that was Katrina Redmond there. We're joined by Kieran McQuinn, research professor at the ESRI. Kieran, listening to Katrina there, is there almost a kind of a two-tier economy? We're constantly told inflation is, you know, almost non-existent, and that's clearly the case for lots of goods. But I just wonder, are there loads of services out there? And you heard Katrina mentioning some of those services and commodities that are a lot more expensive, and there is real inflation in those areas.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Think what you're seeing clearly is a difference in the rate of increase in price increases between goods and services, and that's something that's not just particular to the Irish economy, but it's observed across a lot of European economies and so forth. Even in the United States, similar trends exist. And so therefore, what happens is that while goods, some goods, for instance, have registered actual price decreases over the last number of years.
Yeah, give us a flavour of those.
And you see, well, you see a lot of the basic commodities and products, I suppose, that you know, that people would consume on a day-to-day basis, the typical basket of consumer goods that you might buy in a supermarket, for instance. And there's reasons for that. There's greater competition in the retail sector. You also have the growth, I suppose, in recent times of online shopping, which is all kind of keeping prices down and keeping prices fairly low.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something. Like a pair of shoes now compared to 40 years ago. It's incredible. They are far cheaper in real terms now than 40 years ago.
Exactly. So across a wide variety of goods, if you like, prices are relatively static, or in some cases have actually fallen. The contrast then is with the services sector.
Yeah, that's the good news. What's the not so good news?
Well, I suppose where you see very sharp increases across a variety of different products, a variety of different services that households typically consume. So I think what comes out from all of this is that the overall average inflation rate, and again, you know, the CSO go to great lengths when they are compiling their inflation statistics to make sure that the basket of goods that they use is representative of the average household. So on average, the inflation rate has been very, very low. And again, that is something that's common across international countries. But within that, there's obviously going to be a broad dispersion between households that maybe are consuming more services than goods compared to the average household. So the inflation rate that different households will face will obviously be quite different depending on their mix of goods and services. But, you know, overall, the inflation rate has been very, very low over the past few years. And as I said, that's something which has kind of confused economists generally, because when they look across places like the United States, which has grown very rapidly over the last number of years, it's only recently in the last year or so that inflation has begun to pick up, and that's after 4 or 5 years of very strong growth. You could equally make the case about our own country. We've had very, very strong economic growth in this country over the last 4 or 5 years, but yet inflation has remained, on average, the aggregate inflation rate has remained very, very low.
Undoubtedly true, Kieran, but I'm just thinking of listeners who are listening to us today who might be renting a house and have two small kids with childcare and have a car, and they'll be saying, my childcare has gone up. My rent on my house has gone up. The insurance on the car has gone up pretty dramatically. And my petrol price has gone up. And heating the house is more expensive. And, you know, inflation rates of 1%, they'll sort of go, yeah, not for me.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the point, I suppose. It depends on the household. And you are, because of a variety of different factors, particularly you're talking there about housing. I mean, we did a study early in the summer where we looked at housing costs across the economy. And it was just interesting to see where the pressure points are. If you're renting, in particular in the Dublin market, the proportion of your income that's going on rent is very, very high indeed compared to if you're renting elsewhere in the country or if you're owner-occupying. So, again, it goes back to the particular circumstance of the household.
Okay.
If the household is renting, they are facing, you know, a much more different cost of living and changes in that cost of living than, if you like, the average household.
All right, we will leave it there. Kieran McQuinn, research professor at the ESRI. Thanks indeed for talking to us.